Can we dance? Can I show you a dance? Are you ready? Let's go, everybody, to the Jesse, 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 give them.
This is how we choose to start Generation 419 on Sweet Melodies 94.3. It's exactly 5 minutes after 11.
Can we talk to you?
And we're asking you, you dey feel the vibe?
Why you dey worry?
Worry.
Ah, what be your story?
Sorry.
My name is Reverend Dr. EK.
I say God go do one.
It's going to be interesting this morning.
Yeah. Worry.
And to all the children who are listening to us, it's a good opportunity to tell your friends that we are live. This morning, by the grace of God, we are coming your way with what we call the Scripture Challenge. Scripture Challenge. It's a new package we are bringing your way. This is where young people gather to listen to the Word of God and also to have fun. It is Generation 419. Obviously, you are going to feel the vibe on this segment. You can go to Facebook and look for us on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM.
Make you no stress about
I mean Facebook.
Baba God, he go sort you.
He go sort you.
God will sort you this morning.
Fish in the sea, Baba God, he dey come through.
He dey come through.
My contestants are from two churches.
All right. Don't give up. This day inside.
They'll be introducing themselves very soon.
Shake your body and do your best move.
And we are going to have an interesting quiz competition.
God, he go sort you.
He go sort you.
Even for the birds and the fish in the sea, Baba God, he dey come through.
He dey come through.
You go there, all right.
All right.
Don't give up. Think there inside.
Inside.
Guys, you are welcome to Sweet Melodies 94.3.
Thank you.
Hey, your responses are not... Well, you won't do the quiz again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Put your microphone down. Bring your microphone down. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, I want you to introduce yourselves to our friends who are listening to us. So let me start with you.
Thank you. My name is Caris Royal, and I'm from the headquarters of Loyalty House International. Our convener is Bishop Ishmael Sam, and our safe church pastor is Reverend Kwame.
Charlie. It's wow. The whole write up. Hey, contestant, studio, how do you call it? Clap. Studio supporters, clap. All right, the next contestant from the Loyalty House Chapel.
My name is Karen McAfee Royal, and I'm from the Loyalty House International HQ. Our convener is Bishop Ishmael Sam, and our civil church pastor.
You are siblings, eh?
Yes, please.
You are Karis, and you are Karen.
Yes, please.
Karis and Karen. Nice, Charlie. You guys, you have come.
One leg to the... Listen!
We are giving them one leg to the left side. So, Karen and Karis are from the Loyalty House International. Loyalty House International. Okay, and HQ is from Dohwenya. You are at Dohwenya. It's from... Your church is located at Dohwenya.
Yes,
you came from Dohwenya this morning.
No, we are from Spintex.
Spintex, okay. You stay at Spintex, but your church is at Dohwenya.
Yes,
all right. This other group. Mm-hmm. Introduce yourselves.
My name is Raja Ofori-Waniako, and I'm from the Makane Church HQ, which is located at Oyibi.
Oyibite. The Oyibi people are called Oyibite. All right.
Our convener is Bishop Ogu.
Bishop Ogu.
And our seat pastor is LP Abigail.
LP Abigail. All right. It's your name.
I go by the name Iraja Ishwari. And I'm from the Church.
Why is your microphone not coming?
Okay. No, so maybe check.
Jesse, 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 give them.
And so our contestants have introduced themselves. We are starting. Now, these are the rules for the game. We are going to have three rounds in this competition. The round one is going to be the knowledge of the scriptures. Round two is going to be a character study. And then round three is also going to be... round two will be character study on Joseph. And then round three will be riddles on the disciples of Jesus. Okay. Now, for round one, if you are asked the question and you know the answer, or the question is directed at you, you have 30 seconds to answer your questions. If you do not answer your questions within 30 seconds, it is passed on as a bonus question to the next church. All right? A correctly answered question fetches you 5 marks. If it's a bonus question, it gives you 3 marks. All right? If you are quoting the scriptures and you make a mistake, the discretion is mine whether to give you the full mark or not. Okay, so try and give me the correct marks, the correct words. And I think that I also give you the full mark. All right, so you at home, you can just follow us. You can send us your messages on 0279-100-600, 0279-100-600. All right, if you know any answer, you can send us your birthday dedications, whatever you want to send us to be part of this program. We'll be glad to hear from you.
You go there, all right. All right. Don't give up. Think there inside. Oh, yeah, move to the dance floor. Shake your body and do your best move. Do your best move.
So you want to shake yourself and do your best. All right. So once again, it is the scripture challenge. And it's between the Loyalty House International, located at Dohwenya, and also the Makande Church, located at Oyibi. So we have Dohwenya and Oyibi, Makande and Loyalty House. All right, so this morning I'm starting with you, Loyalty House. So I'll quote the address and then you quote the scriptures for me. Loyalty House, your first question. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen.
And that's correct for 5 points. Yes. You guys are doing well. Keep clapping. Makane, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Okay. Quote.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21.
Yes, go. Okay, so you come this way. Come this way. Okay, so. All right, okay. So I'm starting to start ahead time. Matthew 7, verse 21. Let's go.
Matthew
7, 21. Makande, Matthew 7, 21. You have few seconds left. Matthew 7, 21. Time up. Matthew 7, 21, bonus to Loyalty House.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
And that's correct for 3 points. Leatia, your major question. Matthew 10:28.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 28.
Yes, please.
And fear not them that kill the body, but... And fear not them that kill the body, but them that are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to kill both soul and body.
I'll give you three out of five. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear them which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
Okay.
Yeah, you remain in hell. Makande, your bigger question. Matthew 8, verse 17. You have quite a long time.
Matthew chapter 8, verse 17.
Yes. Matthew 8, 17. All right. Time up. Matthew 8, verse 17. Loyalty House. Matthew 8, 17. This is a bonus question. Do your best. Matthew 8, 17. Supposed to be 15 seconds. Matthew 8, 17. Loyalty House. You have closed your eyes. It's time. It's time. Matthew 8, 17 says that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Elias the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Okay. Who's major question? Loyalty, your major question. Matthew 7:22-23.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done wonderful works? Verse 23, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
I'll give it to you. Correct for 5 points. I'll give it to you. Next time, say it quickly because you are working with time. Makande, Matthew 6:14-15.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 to 15. If you forgive men their trespasses,
mm-hmm.
so shall your Father which is in heaven forgive you. But if you forgive men not their trespasses, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive
you. I'll give you four out of five. Loyalty House, your major question. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14.
I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before
that
him.
That men should fear before him. That's correct for 5 marks. Makande, Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10.
Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. And there is no work, nor device, nor wisdom, nor knowledge in the grave, whither thou goest.
Yes, it's correct. I'll give you four out of five. You know why? Yes, I'll give you 4 out of 5. Loyalty How? Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 8.
There is no man that hath power over the spirit, neither to retain the spirit, neither had he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it.
And that's correct for 5 points. Back on the Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11.
Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11.
Quickly, your time is going. I return. It's about to go down. Time up. Loyalty House. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Mm. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happening to them.
But that's correct for 3 points. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. Your major question, Loyalty House.
Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10. If the iron be blunt and he do not wet the edge, then must he put to more strength, for wisdom is profitable to direct.
Wisdom is profitable to direct. That's correct. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 9. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 9. Makane.
Ecclesiastes 11, verse 9.
Yes.
Verse 9. Rejoice, O young man, in the days of thy youth.
Yes, rejoice. I'm rejoicing. Rejoice, O young man, in the days of thy youth. Yes, continue. I will give that as a bonus to Loyalty House. Loyalty, Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 9, sorry. You don't know. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 9 said, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thy heart, and in the sight of thy eyes. But know thou, for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. Loyalty House.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1.
Yes.
Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth, while all the evil days pass, and the evil days draw nigh, and the years.
I'll give you 2 out of 5. Remember thou, thy creator, in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt see I have no pleasure in them. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 26. Yes.
For I find bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands as bands. Whoso pleased God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be taken by her.
I'll give you 3 out of 5. Where are we going?
Loyalty House.
Matthew 4:4.
Matthew 4:4. But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
And that's correct for 5 points. Matthew 3:11. Matthew 3:11.
Matthew 3:11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not ready to bear, shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire.
And that's correct for 5 points. Matthew 3:8.
Matthew 3:8. Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance.
And that's correct for 5 points. Matthew 4:19.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. And he answered and said, and he said unto them, follow me and I'll make you fishers.
Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. That's correct. Our last set of questions for this round. Loyalty House, Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 10. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 10.
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 10. Two are better than one, for they have a good reward for their labor. Verse 10, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath yet not another to lift him up.
Oh, that's correct for 5 points. And the last question for this round, Ecclesiastes 12, 13 to 14.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 to 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Verse 14.
Okay.
For God
is coming.
For God shall bring every work to judge. For God shall bring every work to judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Every secret thing.
Mm-hmm. Continue and get a full mark.
Whether it be good or whether it be evil.
And that's correct for 5 points. As you are home, you are feeling the vibe. This is what we call the scripture challenge.
Hey, hey, you feel the vibe.
It's the maiden edition of the scripture challenge. Between the Loyalty House International, Dohwenya,
yeah, yeah,
and the Makande Church International, OEB.
Yeah.
Our first round was the knowledge of the scriptures.
No stress about what you go wear, Baba.
On Matthew and Ecclesiastes.
Matthew. Even for the birds and the fish in the sea, Baba God, he they come through.
I'm waiting for the marks and I'll tell you what the marks are.
This day inside.
Inside.
Oh yeah, move to the dance floor, shake your body and do your best move. See, make you no stress about what you go wear, Baba God, he go sort you.
He go sort you.
Even for the birds and the fish in the sea, Baba God, he they come through.
He they come through.
You go there, all right.
All right.
Don't give up. Think there inside.
Inside.
Oh, yeah, move to the dance floor. Shake your body and do your best move. Do your best move. Ready? You don't feel that vibe.
I don't feel that vibe.
Just for A. You don't feel that vibe.
I don't feel that vibe. Oh.
Jesse, you don't feel that vibe.
I don't feel that vibe.
You don't feel that vibe.
I don't feel that vibe.
I'm feeling the vibe here in the studios. Send us your messages on 0279-100-600. You can also go on Facebook and drop your comment. Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. That's on Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of round one, Makane came up with 26 points. Studio audience, clap, clap, clap. And Loyalty House Chapel International came up with 51 points.
Hey, one leg to the left side, one leg to the, one leg to the right side, one leg.
All right, we want to go to round two. Now, round two, Makande has done the substitution. So, young lady, introduce yourself.
Hey, so my name is Evangeline Kafigaiwu.
Evangelist.
Evangeline.
Evangeline. Charlie, you have the names. What is Evangeline? What is Evangeline? What does it mean?
It means bringer of good news.
Hey, you are bringing good news to Makane. Hey, bringer of good news. What is here the good news this afternoon? All right, so this is round two. Round two is the character study on Joseph, all right? So every question concerning Joseph, we are going to answer it in this round, all right? Now, a major question gives you, or you are allowed to answer a major question within 15 seconds. And this is, if it's a bonus question, it's 5 seconds, all right? Okay, so this time round, I'm starting with OEB. OEB, are you ready?
Yes, please.
Hey, why am I saying OEB? I'm starting with Makane. Hey, Makane is your first name and Oyibi is your last name. Okay. All right, Oyibi. Makande, who were the sons of Joseph?
Okay. Manasseh and Ephraim.
Manasseh and Ephraim. That's correct for 5 points. So you are bringing the good news. Who was Joseph's wife?
Asenath.
Asenath. That's correct for 5 points. Joseph had a half-sister. What was her name?
Dinah.
Dinah. That's correct for 3 points. Loyalty House. Who were Joseph's parents?
Jacob and Rachel.
Jacob and Rachel. Some of them say Joseph and Rachel. It depends on the school you attend. Okay. The spelling is the same. Where are we? Makane. Makane. When Joseph entered Egypt with the Ishmaelites, who bought him from the group?
Potiphar.
Loyalty House. Who was Joseph sold to?
Joseph was sold to the Midianite Ishmaelites.
The Midianites. They also called the Ishmaelites. That's correct. How old was Joseph when he was sold to be a slave?
Seventeen.
Bring up good news. 17. If you read Genesis chapter 37, verse 2, you get the answer there. 17. What did Joseph do to get out of Pharaoh's prison?
He interpreted the butler and the chief baker their dreams. And the butler told Pharaoh had a dream. And the butler told Pharaoh.
Come back. What did Joseph do to get out of Pharaoh's prison?
He interpreted Pharaoh's dream.
That's correct for 5 points. Hey, you are going far. You are going to preach a message. Cry. Hey, you have learned the thing. All right. What did Joseph predict will happen to Egypt? Bring out good news.
There will be 7 years of famine. Mm-hmm. But before that, there will be 7 years of plenty.
Yes. 7 years of abundance followed by 7 years of famine. Pharaoh gave Joseph a new name. What was that name?
Zaphnath-Paneah.
Didn't you cook him? Who was Joseph's youngest brother?
Benjamin.
That's correct. Now listen, this is quite lengthy. When his brothers were leaving for the second time, Joseph wanted to see if they would change all since they sold him to slavery. So he slipped something into Benjamin's sack and accused the boy of theft. What was that?
Joseph's silver cup.
Silver cup. That's correct for 5 points. Joseph was summoned from jail to interpret the dream of king of Egypt. Who introduced Joseph to do this?
The cup bearer, the chief.
The cup bearer. That's correct. Which brother did not want any of Joseph's blood to be shed?
Reuben.
That's correct for 5 points. Why was Joseph loved more than his siblings?
Because he was the son of Jacob's old age.
Yes, that's correct for 5 points. He was the son of Jacob's old age. How much was Joseph sold for?
20 pieces of silver.
20 pieces of silver. What did Jacob make for Joseph that made his brothers jealous?
The coat of many colors.
Who put Joseph in charge of all that was in the prison? Who put Joseph in charge of all that when he was in the prison?
The prison guard.
The prison guard. Oh, the prison warden. That's correct. Where are we going?
Makane.
So this is the last set of questions, okay? What did Joseph predict will happen to Egypt?
7 years of abundance and 7 years of famine.
That's correct for 5 points. How old was Joseph when he died?
Joseph was 110 years.
110 years. Wonderful round. Very tough. Very quick. If you have just tuned in, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and I is Generation 419. This is where young people gather. This is where young people learn the word of God. This is where young people have fun. And this morning, we are here with a maiden edition of what we call Scripture Challenge. And it is between the Makande Church International in Oyibi and the Loyalty House International. All your churches are international. I'm now noticing it. Makande International, Loyalty International. All right. So Loyalty International is from Dohwinya. All right. I think Loyalty House has done the substitution. Gentlemen, introduce yourself.
Okay, so I'm Luke, and I'm representing the Loyalty.
Your name is Luke?
Yeah.
Hi. Luke. You are Luke. Luke what?
Luke Mousy.
Luke Mousy.
Yes.
Wow. What does Luke mean? Because Evangeline means bringer of good news.
So Luke,
she brought good news. I think the round has worked for her.
Luke is, he was in the Bible, okay. One of the disciples of Jesus.
Okay.
And he wrote the major parts.
The book Luke.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he wrote, one of the most interesting things about Luke is that he wrote a major part of the Gospels.
All right.
Yeah.
He was a doctor. Luke was a doctor.
Yeah, he was a doctor.
Are you a doctor?
Aspiring to be.
Aspiring
one.
Doctor.
In the path.
You are a candidate for doctor.
Yes.
Mommy, I'm a doctor. Oh, you don't believe? I'm not a herbalist too. I'm a real doctor.
Wake up and smile, cause it's been a while.
So we're having fun here. We're having fun here between the Loyalty House International and then the Makande Church International.
The weight, strong in the faith.
We were done with round two. At the end of round two,
to get to, cause I can't let. You bring to my life, and ooh, there's something about the way your sun shines on my face.
At the end of round two, Makande Church International, still your church is international, so I have to add international. Makande Church International came up with 76 marks. Oh, I'm not feeling the clapping. I'm not feeling the clapping at all. And then the Loyalty House International came up with 101 marks.
Heat.
Are you feeling the heat? Feeling the heat. Feeling the heat. Feeling the heat. All right. We want to have the third and the final round.
Let's go, everybody, to the Jesse, Jesse, Jesse. Give them. Let's go. I see you. Hey, 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 JJ. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Can we do it together? You don't feel that vibe.
I don't feel that vibe.
Energy, energy. You don't feel that vibe.
I don't feel that vibe, oh.
Give them. You don't feel that vibe.
I don't feel that vibe.
Hey, let's go. You don't feel that vibe.
I don't feel that vibe.
So I want to read this message. You can send us messages, okay, on 0279-100-600. This one says that, good morning. I'm impressed with this wonderful kid's performance in this quiz. Please. Is it allowed for other kids from other churches to come to Generation 419 program? If yes, how may I know the process? All right. Yeah, these kids also are from other churches. They are from other church. Are you in the same church? They are from other churches, so your church can come. It's not a problem, cry. They are from other churches. All right. Okay. I'm also from another church. We are all from different churches.
What be your story?
Story.
Hey, you don't get.
All right. So after the program, you can call us on 0546055916. Or you can also call the studio number 0279-100-600 after the program. Keep your messages coming.
Hey.
Keep supporting your favorite church. Now, round three is going to decide for us. Round three is riddles on the disciples of Jesus Christ.
Jason.
In round three, you have to feel the vibe.
Coming for to you.
Make you no stress about what you go wear. Baba God, he go sort you.
He go sort you.
Baba God go sort you in round three.
Fish in the sea, Baba God, he dey come.
All right, guys, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Luke, doctor, an evangelist, bringer of good news. Okay, so in this round, it's going to be on the disciples of Jesus Christ. Okay, you have 15 seconds for a major question, which will give you 5 marks. And then you have 5 seconds for a bonus question, which will give you 3 marks. Do we get it? I'm starting with Loyalty House. I started with Loyalty House, came to Makande. I'm going back to Loyalty House again. All right. So this is round three. Okay. You have to think well before you answer the question. Yes. Think well. We were the first 2 men chosen by Jesus to become his apostles and fishers of men. Who are we?
Peter and Andrew.
Peter and Andrew. That's correct for 5 points. Wow. I am a Galilean fisherman who was a disciple of John the Baptist and was first to be called by Jesus Christ.
Peter.
I'm sorry. Quick. Time up. Let me move to Loyalty House. I'm the Galilean fisherman who was the disciple of John the Baptist and was the first to be called by Christ.
Philip.
That's not right. That's not right. Time is even up. All right. So you answer the first question. The first people were called by Jesus Christ. Okay, that was Peter and Andrew. So now one of them is saying that he was the first to be called. It was the fisherman. That was Andrew. So I don't know why you were mentioning John the Baptist and you were mentioning Judas Iscariot.
Hey.
Who's major question?
Loyalty
House. I walked on water briefly. I was called the rock of the church, but also denied Jesus Christ 3 times when he was arrested.
Peter.
Peter. Would you want to say Peter? Peter or Peter?
Peter.
Peter. Why do we say Peter? I know Peter. But the same thing, the same person. And the local name is Peter. And the English name is Peter. Okay.
It's a proper noun.
It's a proper noun, yes. Proper noun, we can mention the way it is. Where are we going? Makande, in his gospel, he alludes himself as the apostle whom Jesus loved. He was the only apostle present at the crucifixion.
John.
That's correct. Out of the 12 disciples, which one steadfastly refused to believe reports about the resurrection of Jesus?
It's Thomas.
Brother Thomas, that's correct. According to John chapter 12, verse 6, I was the minister of finance in Jesus' ministry. Who was I?
Judas
Iscariot, that's correct. Judas was the finance minister in Jesus' time. He used to keep the money for Jesus. Finance minister. So who was the minister of food and agriculture? It should be Peter. Oh.
Yeah.
Peter. All right. Where are we?
Loyalty House.
Out of the 12 disciples, which one led a little boy to Jesus to feed 5,000 men with 5 fishes and 2 loaves of bread?
John.
I'm afraid.
Philip.
I'm afraid. You guys are doing lotto. Who led the boy? Who went to choke that the boy has something? Who? All right, let me come to Makande.
Peter.
No.
Matthew.
No, it's okay. That was Andrew. Andrew. Andrew was the one who went to tell Jesus that some guy is here. So it means that Andrew should be the minister of food and agriculture. Because he was into food.
Yes.
Where are we going? Where are we going? Makande. Out of the 12 disciples, one of them was a tax collector. Who was he?
Matthew,
that's correct. Out of the 12 disciples, which 2 were known as the son of Zebedee?
James and John,
that's correct. For 3 points. Makande.
Five.
That's the 3. Yes. Forgive me my sins. Honestly, forgive me. My sins are a lot.
Why are we going to Makande? Yes. Makande, which of the 12 disciples of Jesus wrote the most New Testament books of the Bible?
Paul.
Now, Paul, no. Oh, yeah, oh, hey. Keep thinking. Which of the disciples of Jesus wrote most of the New Testament? Time up!
Oh, my God.
Time up. Where are you going? Yes.
John,
that's correct. John, that's correct.
He said he had the last word.
That's John. He wrote John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. He also wrote Revelation. He wrote most. That's the disciple. That's for Paul, dear. Paul, dear, he came later. This poor guy. Who's major question?
Loyalty house.
Listen, this apostle was a fisherman. He had a brother named John. His father was Zebedee. We know from the book of Acts that he was executed by King Herod. Who was he?
James.
I won't give it to you. Which of the James?
James, son of Zebedee, also known as Boanerges.
No. I'm still not giving it to you.
James, the son of Alphaeus.
Yes, bonus to you. Bonus to you. Bonus to you. Time up. That is James the Greater. We have James the Greater and James the Lesser. Okay. Yeah. Who's major question? Makande, we read in chapter 1 of the book of Acts that the apostles had to find a replacement for Judas Iscariot, who was dead by that point. After they prayed, this man was chosen to replace Judas as one of the 12 apostles. Who was he? Are you looking into the air as if the answer is coming from heaven?
Paul.
You like Paul? Paul, what has Paul done? Your time is up. You like Paul?
Yes. Matthias,
that's correct for 3 points. Matthias. We are not clapping. Oh. We have all done like this. Hey, later you come to my studio again. Where are we going? Who's major question?
Loyalty house.
According to John's gospel, what apostle scornfully exclaimed when first hearing of Jesus, "Can there any good come out of Nazareth?" Who said that? Which disciple said, "Can there any good come out of Nazareth?" Who said that? You have a few seconds. You know Matthias. You don't know this one. No. Time up. Yes.
Nathaniel.
That's what I said. According to John's gospel. Do you understand? So, you see, it was different. The names are different in the gospel. When I'm mentioning the thing, I ask that in this gospel, how was it? Do you see?
Okay, yes.
So your James that you mentioned, I made the thing specific and then you went to fall into the trap. Who's questioning again? Makande. Okay. Makande, listen, it's quite lengthy. I was one of Jesus' original disciples. It has been suggested that have been a short person or a man of somewhat less importance than anyone else or a cousin of Jesus. I have also been called a just man, the son of Mary and the son of Alphaeus, the half-brother of Jesus, a younger man than another person who went by the same name as I did and as a righteous man. Who was I?
James. John.
I do lotto here. Yes. If I'm not saying it's correct, it means that it's wrong. Your time is...
Yes. James, son of Alphaeus.
I mentioned even that one inside the thing, the son of Alphaeus, the half-brother of Jesus, a younger man than another person who went by the same name as I did. Your time is up. That is James the Lesser. So you know we had James the Greater and James the Lesser. The same name. You guys, you didn't learn the thing well. So James the Greater and we have James the Lesser. Okay, who's major question?
Loyalty,
Loyalty House. So when you go back, take the Bible well again. Because I know that is a quiz. I have to be serious with the questions. Loyalty House. Who, with Peter, according to the Gospel of Luke, went up to the mountain to pray with Jesus, and while there, saw Jesus in all his glory, along with Elijah and Moses.
Mm-hmm. John.
Mm-hmm. John. It's not just John.
John.
Time up. I will give you the mark. Yes.
John the lesser.
John the son of
Zebedee. But she mentioned John as I don't give. Now you're asking, John and who?
The son of Zebedee.
Who knows the answer in the studio? Yes. James and John went with Jesus to go and pray. James and John. She mentioned John. I didn't want to give her half because it will look some way. Yeah. Then these guys, they move together. Peter, James, and John in their sailing boats. Peter, James, and John. They move together. This Peter, James, and John. They move together. Who's major question?
Makane.
This apostle was also known as Thaddeus.
Lydius.
Say again.
Lydius.
Who is that? This apostle was also called Thaddeus. Yes.
Judas, the lesser.
Now we are adding lesser and greater to their names. Time up. It's not Judas. It's Jude.
Jude.
Yes. Jude. We don't have Judas, the greater Judas. Hey, like Jesus will suffer. Two Judases are all betraying him. It's Jude. Jude was also known as Thaddeus. Whose major question?
Leotius.
Quite lengthy. Listen. A native of Bethsaida, where Peter and Andrew came from. This apostle is mentioned 3 times in the gospel, particularly during the multiplication of the loaves of bread and fishes, also expressing to Jesus that there is not enough bread to feed the multitude of the crowd. Who was that? Yes, think. This guy, this was mentioned 3 times in the gospel.
John.
The way John spoke. Time up. Yes.
Peter.
Ha! Peter moaned 3 times. It's not true. It's not true. Time up. Who knows the answer? No, that's Philip. Philip. All right, who's major question? Makande, listen carefully. Jesus called 2 more fishermen into his service and nicknamed them Boanerges, which is sons of thunder. What were the names of those 2 brothers according to Mark chapter 1, verse 19 to 20?
James and John.
That's correct. Now, this is our last set of questions. Makande, hey.
Loyalty House,
the winner. Your place is far. So how did you come with the traffic? You tried. Your last question. This disciple was a well-known member of a group called the Zealots. What was his name? According to Matthew chapter 10, verse 4. He was a member of a group called the Zealots. So when they mention his name, they add Zealot.
Simon the Zealot.
That's correct for 5 marks. And then the last question. He is the 10th listed apostle of the famous, he's the 10th listed apostle of the famous 12, and he's called Mr. Thaddeus. What was his Christian name according to Matthew chapter 10, verse 3?
Labius.
That's correct for 5 miles. Hey, that might, this if you didn't get it, pal, you're something to happen.
To you.
Make you no stress about what you go wear, Baba God.
All right, this is another message from Richmond. He says he's listening from Bond City. I don't know where is Bond City? He said, this is how we must instill scripture competition on our children. I love your program, Pa. Great work done.
See, make you no stress about what you go wear, Baba God. He go sort you.
Guys, it's been a blessing having you on my show this morning. Okay, you have all proven this morning to be a synonym of excellence. You have done so well. You have done so well. Clap for yourselves. Clap for yourselves. Clap for yourselves. Wow. Wow. So at the end, my time is already up. And I want to say thank you so much for coming, for the teachers who have put effort in preparing you to make sure that you represent your church well. You have all done well. Okay. You have all done well. I must say that I'm so proud of you. And this is something that we do not do. All right, most people don't do. We do everything academics, except when it comes to the scriptures and the things of God. But I believe that having you on my program this morning has been a blessing, and you have portrayed that you are actually learning. At the end of the quiz competition, round one, round two, round three. I must say that our marks are ready. Makande Church International. You see, your church is international. You came up with 104 marks. Put your hands together for them. Thank you. And Loyalty House International came up with 132 marks. Congratulations to you, Loyalty House International. Okay, and thank you so much for coming also, Makande Church International. I believe that this is a learning ground for all of us. Do not let these scriptures depart from your heart, okay? Bind them at the doorpost of your heart. Because in times of temptations, these are the scriptures that are going to save you, all right? Nothing saves you from temptation than scriptures, okay? Because when Jesus was tempted, it was scriptures that he used to get out of that. So I pray that you will not forget these things. You will not be like you have learnt them because of a quiz competition or a scripture challenge. But it is because they will stay in your heart and you live by them.
Let's go, everybody.
All right, contestant, your final words to our listeners, your final words to our friends. Let me start with Loyalty House. Loyalty House. You are Karen.
Karis.
You are Karis. Yes. Karis means grace.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Nice. How did you prepare for this competition?
We started learning it ourselves when Auntie Florence told us.
Okay.
And Shepherd Ephraim took us through it.
Okay.
So we want to thank God for bringing this to a successful end.
Mm.
We want to thank Reverend Kwame for...
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 10 years.
That's 10 years. Yes. Oh, please put your hands together. I'm impressed. 10 years. You have spoken well. You have spoken well, Pa. And I think you answered most of the questions from the Loyalty House. God bless you so much. 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have a future. Yes, gentlemen. Dr. Luke, sorry. Dr. Luke Mausi, please.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
So
because you are a fellow doctor, so.
Yeah.
You say, yeah. Which medical school did you attend? I say, yeah.
Sorry.
You are a potential doctor.
Yes, please.
Aspiring doctor.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. So, it hasn't been easy for me because I've been busy during the past previous 2 weeks.
Are you a school prefect?
Oh, no.
I'm not a school prefect.
Preparing for school.
Oh, okay.
So, but I want to thank the Almighty God.
Mm.
I want to thank the our convener of the UD, Bishop Sam. I want to thank Reverend Kwame and Shepherd Ephraim.
Mm.
He was the one who introduced me. I want to also send my thanks to Pastor Stephen.
Mm. Hey, you are thanking the whole world. What of your headmaster? He doesn't deserve appreciation. Because Monday, he'll be happy with you. All right, Charlie, guys, thank you so much for... Kami, Makande, Loyalty House, thank you so much for being the winners of our maiden scripture challenge. Makande, let me start with you. Radwa.
Okay, I would like to thank LP Abigail and
I would like to thank Auntie Cornelia for taking us through, and Auntie Felicia for taking us through too.
Okay.
And I would like to thank my friends too for giving me the support.
Friends, yeah, that's good. That's good. All right, thank you so much, all these people. Yes, Evangeline, bring up good news. You brought good news to Makanda.
Hey, so first of all, I'd like to start by thanking God. The scripture says that study to show thyself approved.
I should have asked you that one. So this one like this, and where is it? It's in one of the Timothy books.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay. Yeah. So today we've come to see our capabilities and we'll work to improve it.
That's nice.
But I'm just so excited I'm here sitting here today because I've never been in a place like this.
Let's give her one. Now your Thanksgiving service.
Thank you very much, LP Abigail, for all the care, love, and support you've given us. Thank you, Mommy, Daddy, LP Victoria, and Reverend Divine. Thanks to my sister Anna for giving me that encouragement when I was leaving home. And thanks to everyone in the studio for helping us.
Wow. That's brilliant. I have some messages here. This one says that, I don't think this one is for us, but this one says that I'm Nelson. The kids are too much. Wow, you guys are too much. We have Facebook messages. We have, check if we have Facebook messages. My time is up. This one says, great program. God bless you. Can my church come for the challenge? Yes, your church can come for the challenge. It's not a problem, cry. You can come for the challenge. And to you at home listening to us, we are excited that you taking time to be a part of this competition for listening to us. Okay, we have a lot of messages on Facebook. This one says that Kukwanyakun says, Kukwanyakun is this one's Christopher.
That's my sister.
That's your sister.
Yes.
She said, all is for you. Then we have Emilia Johnson said that I see you, Evangeline. Evangeline, people know you on Facebook. Challenge your style. And this one says that this Christopher says good news. Yes, it's good news. And then Kukwa said that I see you, Makane. Kukwa there. Okay, then we have is this Zara Ochri? So I see you girls. Hey, Charlie. Then we also have Nanama Sabi Ansan. Is it good news? Okay. Nanama, they are in the studio with us. They are saying good news. And a lot of messages. But I want to say God bless you so much for being a part of our program. To you at home, okay, listening and enjoying the program, we want to say a very big thank you to you, to my scoreboard officials and my timekeeper officials, and then the studio participants who came to clap, and all the teachers who helped, to our bishops who allowed us to come, and anybody who made the way for us to be here, for this to be a success. We say God bless you so much. My name is Reverend Ike. It's been good. This is Generation 419. By the grace of God, next week we come your way again. Have a good day. Bye.
Worry.
What be your story?
Sorry.
You know, Kevin, I say, God go do one.
Do one.
Listen, why you dey worry?
Worry.
What be your story?
Sorry.
Hey, you know, Kevin, hey, I say, God go do one. Listen, you don't feel that bad.
I don't feel that bad.